Stay tuned for Africa News Tonight, coming up right after these latest world news headlines.
I'm Ira Melman, the Japanese Prime Minister to visit Pearl Harbor today. Japanese Prime Minister Shinzo Abe laid wreaths at several memorials Monday ahead of his Tuesday meeting with U.S. President Barack Obama at the Pearl Harbor Memorial, honoring the 2,400 people killed by a Japanese attack in 1941. Abe will be the first Japanese prime minister to visit the memorial, but his staff has made it clear the purpose of the trip is not to apologize for the attack that launched the U.S. into World War II. Instead, Abe wants to show how U.S.-Japan relations have evolved since the war. Before leaving Japan, Abe told reporters, "We must never repeat the devastation of war. Together with President Obama, I want to tell the world of this pledge for the future and of the value of reconciliation." The governor of Hawaii welcomed Abe to the U.S. state. David Ige spoke at a reception dinner at the Hawaii Convention Center in Honolulu.
75 years ago, our countries were at war. Tomorrow, you and President Obama will visit Pearl Harbor. While you will honor the past, the message we all take away is one of reconciliation and partnership between our two nations.
In May, President Obama became the first sitting U.S. leader to visit the city of Hiroshima, where in 1945, American forces dropped the world's first atomic bomb, killing an estimated 140,000 people. Obama gave a speech that also was not an apology, but instead honoring the dead and noting the legacy of what he called the terrible force unleashed in the not-so-distant past. This is VOA News. Russia's defense